Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. Here we are yet again with another episode of our Wellness Wednesday live recordings. You can check us out every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page, along with our Country Doctor Herbals Practitioner Wholesale page on Facebook. Today's episode is very exciting to me as it was recorded on January 31st, 2024, and it is paying credit where credit's due. Dr. John Christopher had an amazing impact and amazing wisdom for helping people heal from all types of chronic and seemingly incurable concerns with their health. And this is a dedicated episode to a lot of the resources, I guess I should say some of the resources, of the many things that he shared with us over his decades as a master herbalist and healer. So thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Good day, everybody, and welcome to Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. Was just recently asked if Craig's going to come back on soon. He will. He's still with us and kicking and doing well, but we just haven't had a chance to synchronize our schedules where he can be joining us for the Wellness Wednesdays, but he will be back. He will be making an appearance, I'm sure, and saying hello to everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're glad to be back doing this consistently. This is our fifth Wellness Wednesday for the new year of 2024. So thank you so much for joining us, for sharing the content with your pages and groups out there on Facebook. And we just really appreciate the attention and the questions that people are posing, and the group is growing again and kind of getting lively, and we just really appreciate that. And so, as always, thank you so much for tuning in, and be sure and pose questions. Be sure and check in with us on anything that you want to know more about. By all means, feel welcome to leave comments in the chat section, and I try to get through them no later than Friday of the week of the Wellness Wednesday. So this week, we're going to go into a little bit of history. Most people who are familiar with herbs and herbal remedies and have studied the different schools that are available to them out there have heard the name Dr. John Christopher. This gentleman, in our experience and the education that he provided so many people around the world, was really considered one of the top herbalists that the United States ever produced. And his school is in, I believe, Springville, Utah. Also, they have an herb shop, I think, in Orem, Utah, or it might be, maybe that's flip-flopped. I'm not certain. David Christopher, his son, is still running the school, the School of Natural Healing. And I'll tell you what, check him out online. If you have any interest whatsoever in really learning about how to take better care of you and your family, then check out the School of Natural Healing and tell them that you found out about it from the Country Doctor's Wellness Wednesday, to look into their education. Their home study courses are fantastic. You learn a variety of things about herbal preparations, that they are in fact safe, non-toxic, non-habit forming, and can be used aggressively in many cases to help restore function, optimum function, and or prevention of future illness by using the herbal remedies approach. It's just been fascinating to see what's happened in the 20 plus years that we've been using herbal remedies, the Country Doctor Herbals line. And so let me just get started here. I got lots of information to go through today. We got a lot to cover. Today is very important. I've got lots of notes that I'm gonna share and probably just read most of them. This is something I prepared for today's Wellness Wednesday. The information that we're going to go through, as I mentioned, is based on the works of Dr. John Christopher. And my father, many, many years ago, in fact, I've got on the wall his Master Herbalist degree in my office from 1998 when he went through Dr. John's school. And since then, we have referred to the resources that he learned 25 years ago now, on a regular basis. The resources that they taught through the school are a strong influence on all the remedies that we prepare in our lab here in Cheyenne. And we're just excited to share them with you. We have shared these with people over and over again, and many, many people have experienced some amazing success and results with them. Initially, one of the things that Dr. Christopher was very strong on, my father was very strong on, we try to implement and practice ourselves, is the three-day juice fast. Now, the three-day juice fast, here's what happens. Day one, you think you're going to die. Day two, you think you might live. And day three, you have usually more energy and more vibrancy than you've had in a long, long time. Here is the three-day cleanse. It's pretty aggressive, and you're going to want to write this down. You can also go online and get the Dr. Christopher three-day juice cleanse booklet. It's a little booklet that goes into this in greater detail, what to expect, what you might experience, etc., how to get through, you know, a reprogramming or what's referred to as a healing crisis. But it's fascinating, and I keep it very simple. It's prune juice, vegetable juice, and water, okay? 16 ounces of prune juice, 16 ounces of water, and then 16 ounces of either a fruit or a vegetable juice, okay? Good quality, no sugar added, usually a vegetable juice of dark greens, that type of thing that you can prepare yourself, or unsweetened apple juice can be administered as far as the cleanse. Apple juice, great for the liver, great for the gallbladder, great for opening up stage one, stage two detox and purification of that organ. And you know, the liver is the industrial center of the human body. It takes on all the toxicity that we either breathe in, absorb through the skin, or take from the diet, okay, or medications, unfortunately, over-the-counter prescription medications. The liver is involved in all those aspects of detoxifying. It's the industrial center of the human body. Dr. Christopher suggested that you do a three-day cleanse once a month. That type of frequency, yes, 12 times a year. Because of the, and that's back in his day in the 70s, in the 80s, you know, the toxic loads that people are exposed to, the toxic levels that the human body is trying to deal with these days is greatly amplified than what it was in his day. And the emotional and the psychological stress that people are under, which amplifies this physical degeneration and expression of toxicity that can take place in the human body, is higher now than it's ever been in our history, especially the last 3 or 4 years. It's fear-driven in many cases, but it's real. It's stress, and it creates a lot of physical, emotional, hormonal, digestive, immune system response disruptions, okay? So consider doing that three-day cleanse at least once a month, and you drink 16 ounces of prune juice, an hour later water, an hour later a vegetable or a fruit, and you rotate through that into about 5 or 6 p.m. in the evening, and you're going to expel and detoxify through the liver, the pancreas, the lungs, possibly the skin, the bowel for sure. I mean, you're going to be removing a lot of different mucus. You can see false encasements even starting to break free and loosen up. And so this is one of those things that Dr. Christopher was very adamant about. My father has used this with people for many, many years when he was in clinical practice, something that I still encourage people to consider on a regular basis as a preventative as well as a corrective measure. We've got to get these toxic loads down, and this three-day cleanse seems to be one of the best places to start. Here are the top six don'ts. We're going to give you lots of do's, but let's get the don'ts out of the way first because people don't like to talk about the don'ts. It's interesting that when we start talking to people about the subject of their taste buds, we start losing friends, it seems, okay? People in this country especially, we have been groomed and marketed to food is supposed to be nothing but fulfillment of pleasure rather than purpose. And food is what allows the body to do two primary functions, to cleanse and to nourish properly. But the food qualities, the land and the crops that are being grown in soils that are really depleted, they're chemically laden, it's very difficult to give the body much more these days than fillers from a commercial food standpoint. And it's really challenging for the body to detoxify and to nourish itself properly. So here are the don'ts. The following denatured And inorganic food substances tend to be very harmful and mucus forming and need to be eliminated from the diet. Now, go about this at your pace, okay? Do what is sustainable for you. If I make a comment that you say, well, I can't adhere to that 100%, then why even try to go for 80% or 50% even? You rob yourself of the experience of watching your body be able to cleanse and nourish properly, to detoxify, to perform amazingly well, to have mental clarity, focus, concentration, energy, sleep patterns, digestive issues, all of these things diminish noticeably, if not correct, completely. So don't set yourself up by having the bar too high. If anything, set your bar lower, take action, be consistent, leave comments, get a hold of us directly and find out, let us know what you're trying to do or trying to accomplish so that we can help, guide you in that journey. But here's the don'ts and must be eliminated from the diet. Number one, table salt, sodium chloride. For those who are accustomed to using large amounts of salt, this may seem difficult at first, but substitute coarsely ground pepper or other savory herbs, and also add powdered kelp or superfood to the daily diet so that you'll find that craving for salt will disappear quickly. Your body's asking for minerals, and salt's one of those things that can easily quench or satisfy a desire for taste, but it doesn't give the body what it needs to perform sustainably. So get rid of the salt, go to savory herbs, cracked pepper, these types of things, sprinkle superfood or kelp powder into your food, and you're gonna find that you're getting a very rich source that's very taste satisfying, but also is packed with a lot of nutrients that you're not getting from your food. Kelp, for example, is one of the most important nutrients for the thyroid. It contains the genuine replacement parts, iodine primarily, as well as other specific nutrients that really help make the thyroid perform the way it's supposed to. So look at that, find a substitute for the salt. Number two, here's where people are gonna start leaving the live on Facebook. Get rid of eggs. No eggs should be eaten in any form. Now, I'm gonna get some blowback on that, so let me clarify. If you have a chicken that is fed nothing but a very nutritious diet, not cracked corn or other fillers that really don't produce much quality in that egg, and if you know for certain you don't have a sensitivity to eggs, i.e. Sinus drainage or congestion shortly after consumption, maybe some body aches or headache or stomach upset, make sure you're not eating too many, but make sure they're really good quality sourced if you're going to eat eggs. But from a mucusless diet perspective, and what Dr. Christopher really taught us many, many years ago, over and over and over, with, and this is the key point, with exceptional health restoration results, his approach, no eggs. Number three, sugar. Sugar and all sugar products should be eliminated. You may use honey, blackstrap molasses, sorghum, but no refined sugars of any type. Do your very best to avoid that. In fact, on the fourth Tuesday of every month here at the clinic, we do what's called Nutrition 101. And we go into, it's open to the public, it's free, it takes about an hour and a half class, and it is packed with rich resources on diet, proper food combining. And it talks about, Nancy Appleton wrote a paper, 146 reasons why sugar is ruining your health, okay? So if there's that many detrimental aspects to the consumption of sugar on a regular basis, then we need to pay close attention to, let's find some suitable substitutes that will satisfy that need or that desire for something sweet, but that it's healthy and it's not something that robs the body of vital vitamins, minerals, and nutrients and contributes to systemic inflammation, cardiovascular issues, mental and structural problems, hormonal issues, immune deficiency issues. So let's really pay attention to that, really grasp onto this. There's only six don'ts, but they make up 80 to 90% of the results that you and your family will get, you will experience if you'll adhere to them consistently. Not perfectly, but consistently, on a day in, day out basis, make conscious, aware choices. Don't decide to feed the taste buds, decide to feed the entire body so that it can perform by design. Meat, that's number four. Eliminate all red meat from the diet. Some fish once a week or some organic chicken is fine, but do not use them too often. Okay, so we live in Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is meat and potato capital, you know, beef cattle ranches everywhere. And so again, this is an unpopular position to take. But when you are dealing with a chronic debilitating illness, even if you decide to adhere to these principles for just 30 days, just do this for 30 days, not forever. Do it for 2 weeks, 1 week, and just pay close attention to how much better your body is performing in all areas. And you'll be sold. You'll be convinced. You will have had the experience yourself that is so gratifying, that is so overwhelming with improvements, sustainable improvements, that you'll be absolutely blown away. So try to eliminate the meats. Number five, milk. Eliminate all dairy products such as butter, cheese, and milk. Now, this is also one that I personally haven't drank cow's milk in decades. No cow's milk. I like coconut milk, little coconut milk, organic milk, and some regular straight coffee. That's a kind of a treat for me. So that's something that I do consume. So coconut milk, maybe some almond milk. But getting away from the cow's milk, especially the processed cow's milk, unless you're milking the goat or the cow yourself, stay away from that stuff, okay? It is pus in a jug. Let me say that again. And this comes from a flyer that Eric Daniels, you can look him up. Eric Daniels, and the flyer's title is Got Milk. And all the different Harvard studies, all the different allergy clinics throughout the country, primarily centered in California and Florida, all the different studies that have been done to show people that consume milk on a regular basis, and here's the problem, we're feeding it to our kids by the gallons on a weekly basis and wonder why they have so many allergy sensitivities, skin issues, tummy upsets, metabolic dysfunctions, behavioral issues because of the processing, the antibiotics, and the different steroids and chemicals that the cow is treated with, and then the milk is processed to such a degree that it's just denatured pus. It is not food, okay? Just do the experiment, right? Do the experiment. Avoid milk at all costs. Now, I do like a little bit of cheese, but I only stay with white cheeses. So provolone, pepper jack, Gouda, Havarti, maybe a white cheddar, but very small amounts. Stay away from the colored cheeses like it's the plague, because cheese does not age to a golden yellow, okay? That is a chemical dye processed into the cheese to make it look how it is. Hey, Jenny, good to see you. Yep, you're right. Commercial milk is junk. Thank you for the comment. And that's helping people to understand that and find these, you know, great substitutes that are much healthier. And number six, here's number six on Dr. Christopher's list of don'ts: flour and flour products. The reason is, for elimination of flour, when heated or baked at high temperatures, changes to a very mucus-forming substance. It also, its conversion to sugar is very high. So I love it when I get people that come in and they say, oh, I don't eat sugar. Well, when they hear the word sugar, they think the white substance in a bowl that they sprinkle on cereal or throw in coffee or whatever. And that's the most refined, you know, pure form of it. But there's lots of foods, flour and flour products, are foods that convert rapidly to this sugar substance. We've all taken a bowl and put some flour in the bowl with water and stirred it up, and it makes this sticky, mucusy paste. In fact, many years ago in this country, it was used to hang wallpaper in homes. That's how sticky it is. So when you consume this over and over and over, and we look at food logs for that person who says, I don't eat sugar. I'm never consuming sugar. I avoid sugar like the plague. But they're having toast for breakfast with their bowl of cereal. They're having a roll at lunch or a sandwich. And then at dinner, they're having some kind of pasta or spaghetti or something like that. All of these are flour products. 2 and 3 servings a day of these flour products. And that is creating this mucus buildup in the GI tract. We have pictures of it. And when we get further down through, I think we went through the bowel cleanse here just recently and showed what these substances look like when they accumulate in the digestive tract. That's your number one contributor to this mucus buildup. So these are your top six: salt, eggs, sugar, meat, milk, flour, and flour products. These are the don'ts. Now, that's the negative side of today. Let's get to the positive. Let's get to some resources that you and your family can use immediately. Very affordable, very simple. Some of these things you already have in your home, okay? We're gonna give you a list. Here's the do's. The nutritional therapy recommendations that we make in our office will begin to strengthen the body right by reducing stress. We consider nutrition to have two primary roles, either that of the carpenter or the fireman. Now, let me explain that concept. We use this to educate clients all the time. Most people are looking at their phones, right? They're going on TikTok and Instagram, and they're finding out all these wonderful things, or they're, going to Dr. Google, and typing stuff in and becoming cyberchondriacs about their health because of the information that they're being fed. And the truth of the matter is nutrition, food first, supplement second, okay? Food first, then supplement the right diet. That's the concept, the philosophy. And when we talk about supplements, supplements serve two primary purposes, either that of the fireman to go into the body and put out the stress, or as a carpenter to provide the raw replacement parts necessary to help the body restore, rebuild, and repair. And that may be missing from their diet. And when they get the diet pretty much on point and it's consistent, then you want to do the right supplementation. For example, we live in Wyoming. We're part of what's referred to as the goiter belt. Thyroid stress, thyroid dysfunction is rampant through here. Most everybody we see. That and B vitamin complex, B6, B3, the complex nutrients from bees, which is critical to cardiovascular health, critical to nerve health throughout the body. Stamina, energy, and stress reduction. Bees play a huge role, complex role in the body's ability to perform. And so we see this type of thing on a regular basis. And we see people that come in and they have a list of supplements they're taking. But what they're taking is they're sending firemen things that might give them really good, genuine replacement part nutrition and when taken, but they're throwing it into a house that's on fire with stress. Could be metal and chemical stress, could be specific organ detoxification and resetting that needs to take place, or immune system support that needs to take place. And so the body's taking these carpenters that would be taken and used for other things in the body, and is trying to use those resources to just put out the fire, right? To just get the body out of a stress, this chaos, crisis area, and into more of a relaxed state. So then when you send in the right nutrition, carpenters, the body can actually use that nutrition as it was designed to restore, rebuild, and repair. That's the philosophy. So we never send carpenters into a burning building. It doesn't work well. You got to find those stress reduction points, go there first, be consistent all along with the diet, and then bring in the carpenters from a nutrition standpoint. And you're going to find that your body responds much better, lasts longer, it's much more sustainable, and you feel better. So we need nutrition classified as fireman first, and to pull the stress down, then we send in the carpenters to correct everything. Now, here are the five do's. We're going to go through some do's here, and then we're going to talk specifically on one of those do's, which is blackstrap molasses. Amazing. The nutrient value, the nutrient quality, the bioavailability of blackstrap molasses. We're going to talk about that when we wrap up today. Number one is cayenne pepper. If you don't get cayenne from our office, go online and look up Hatch, New Mexico, and order your cayenne powder from them in bulk. It's the purest, it's the cleanest, it's the most organic, it's grown in soil rich in an abundance of nutrients that really produces some of the best cayenne on the planet, okay, at least in this country. Very, very popular, very well known. And it's out of Hatch, New Mexico. Here's what is recommended to work up to. I love cayenne. I love the tincture version. It's very hot, very spicy. You put it on the tongue, you'll feel it. Just kind of, you turn red through here. You'll feel it, blood flow and circulation, just almost within minutes. You'll feel how it's had an amazing effect on the cardiovascular system. So work up to taking a teaspoon, a full teaspoon of cayenne 3 times a day. Let me tell you something. You get that much cayenne, you work up to that over several weeks, and you work up to that amount in the form of putting it in warm water, stirring it up, drinking it that way, putting it in your smoothies, putting it as a shaker, and use it as a flavor enhancer on food. It's absolutely amazing how you can feel, correcting circulatory issues in the extremities, cardiovascular health. Nothing on the planet is better at restoring cardiovascular health than taking cayenne pepper on a regular basis. So you start with 1/4 teaspoon in a little bit of warm water and increase it by 1/4 about every 3 or 4 days. Let your body acclimate. You might have some warm bowel movements. That is not the cayenne, by the way, because it's such a stimulant and a circulatory improving agent. It helps the body start to detoxify. You've got some very acidic, very toxic fluids stuck in the GI tract, and cayenne helps the body alleviate that. It helps the liver gallbladder purge and the pancreas, helps to clear the lungs, improves the blood throughout the body. Anytime you improve blood quality and circulation, you're improving the body's ability to heal, okay, and bring more oxygen uptake to the cells. More oxygen uptake, better stamina, better energy, okay, better detoxification at the cellular level. So work up at about 1/4 teaspoon, 3 or 4 days, warm water, and then add 1/4 teaspoon, getting up to that. You can also take cayenne in capsule forms. A couple of capsules will substitute for 1 teaspoon of cayenne powder. The thing about cayenne powder in capsules is the mouth tells the stomach what's coming. Some people struggle with taking cayenne in a capsule form because it bypasses the mouth's ability to tell the stomach, here's what's coming. And so when they swallow that and it opens in that environment, it can feel a little bit overwhelming, okay? So that's why I like it in the warm water. Drink it down, swish it really good. Let your body start adapting to that over the weeks and months to come. And it'll be amazing what your experience will be with circulation and cardiovascular health improvements are amazing. Number 2, honey and apple cider vinegar. Most everybody knows how valuable apple cider vinegar is at balancing out the pH of the gut, bringing it to more of an acidic state, which allows proteins to be broken down better. Mineral absorption improves. People who seem to be hungry all the time, right? Every couple hours, they gotta have something food. They need food. Typically, that's a sign they're lacking hydrochloric acid and they're not breaking down their proteins and assimilation of nutrients properly. And so the body says, I need more fuel, I need more fuel, I need more fuel. And when you correct the digestive tract with the honey and the apple cider vinegar, it can have a major impact on your body's ability to perform, the digestion, all of that. So place 1 tablespoon of honey and 1 tablespoon of vinegar in warm water so the honey can liquefy. Sip this amount as much as 3 times a day throughout the day so that a total quantity of 3 tablespoons is consumed. This must be apple cider vinegar, not distilled or other types of vinegar. These may be damaging to the body. We like Bragg's brand of apple cider vinegar. However, any brand that you like that still has the mother in the bottle, the little white film in there, typically is going to be okay. The white substance that you find in there absolutely is fine to use as far as the apple cider vinegar. Number 3 is kelp. Anytime a thyroid problem is indicated, you should be using between 5 and 10 kelp capsules every day. Now, the equivalent of that would be to use at least 2 tablespoons of superfood every day in the form of a smoothie. Fire starter is what we do every day with cayenne. Excellent, Jenny. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, fire starter. That's another term for it. And that's got some other ingredients, I believe, that goes into the fire starter. But apple cider vinegar and honey, warm water, a tablespoon of each up to 3 times a day can be life-changing in terms of digestion, the digestive tract, and the body's ability to perform. The kelp, 2 full tablespoons of superfood daily will help take the place of those 5 to 10 capsules of kelp. And again, we live in a part of the world that is depleted in iodine and specific nutrients for thyroid. You can actually help restore, rebuild, and repair the function of that thyroid with the right nutrition. See, here's the thing. Over-the-counter prescription medications do not have, never have had, nor will they have in the future, the genuine replacement part nutrients required for the body to prevent and or correct illness, period. There's never been one of those, ever, and there never will be. Only from foods, and nature has provided us with certain foods like kelp and superfood that are amazing at helping restore that. So, blackstrap molasses, take 1 tablespoon 3 times a day, either sorghum or blackstrap. We prefer blackstrap because the mineral content is very high, considered a vegan multivitamin and mineral source. And over the course of 6 months, you can even see hair color restored. I think I'm going to do that. I haven't been doing that, as you can tell. So you folks keep an eye on this for the next 6 months. Let's see if we notice a shift in hair color. I'm willing to do the experiment. I think it's amazing. It's one of those things that we recommend. I clearly need to be doing more of it. So that's my commitment to you all. Start eating my own dog food a little bit more. I do take superfood every day, but we're going to get the molasses going. Number 5, wheat germ oil. 1 tablespoon of good fresh wheat germ oil as many as 3 times a day. Did you know that wheat germ oil is considered one of the most effective fertility nutrients that you can put into the body? Isn't that amazing? A tablespoon 3 times a day can absolutely be fantastic. And as I wrap it up here, because it's 1:30 and I'm supposed to be in an exam room in moments. Wow, this time went by so fast. Blackstrap molasses, the nutrient value, very low in calories, carbohydrates, sugar, a little bit of protein, does have a lot of magnesium, potassium, vitamin B6, iron that's very assimilable. I can actually post this right up if you'd like, or you can get a hold of me and I'll send it to you. There's more antioxidants. It promotes bone health. It boosts hair loss issues. It's very helpful in correcting anemic deficiencies in people, which is caused by poor absorption or malabsorption of iron taken in the diet. The assimilation is as high as 85%, where most people are only assimilating between 7 and 8% of other sources of nutrition they're taking in. It's plant-sourced. It's high in dietary fiber, great for kids who might be having constipation issues. And the list with molasses goes on. Blackstrap molasses can go on and on and on. However, I cannot. So, forgive me, I must cut this short right now. I got to be in an exam room. Wow, that 30 minutes went by so fast. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for your comments. Be sure and on the Facebook page for Country Doctor Nutritional Center, leave your comments. Please share and like with your family and friends. And also for the Country Doctor Herbals Cleanse and Nourish page. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys take care. Be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And on February 7th is our next Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. We're going to dive deep into liver gallbladder support, some home remedies, things that you can do and to really improve, purify, decongest, and position the liver gallbladder to have amazing health restoration and health maintenance. So from all of us here at Country Doctor, thank you so much for tuning in. You folks be blessed, and we'll see you next week. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.